Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Deion Lewis is about to join us. Deion's telling us it's hotter under the tent than it is outside. And that may well be the case, Deion. But how was practice number one?
It was good. It was a good first day. You know, still got a long way, obviously, but, you know, it's good to be out here and getting back to work.
Deion Lewis with us on the Midday 180. Your story is outstanding. The path you took to New England, making it work there, and then signing the free agent deal here in Nashville. We've referenced several times the emotional presser that you had, but are there things that it really signaled to you that you've come full circle in the league when you sign a contract like that?
No, not at all. I still feel like I still got a lot to prove, and I feel like I could still elevate my game and take my game to a whole another level. So, you know, that's just my focus now, coming out here training camp, working hard on my teammates, and just trying to earn my play.
Why do you believe you and Derrick Henry can be the best running back duo in the league this season?
Derrick's a great guy and a great running back. So, you know, he's very, very talented, and I'm excited to be a part of the backfield with him. But, you know, we definitely both good backs, and we bring different things to the table. So I think that we'll be able to feed off each other and help the offense as well, just being out there and having teams prepare for two different kind of backs.
When I think of you, I think versatility is the first thing that pops to my mind, that you can do a lot of different things. Is that fair when you hear that about yourself, or do you feel like you're really great at one of your skill sets, or would you consider yourself versatile also? Maybe both.
A little bit of both. You know, I just try to be as diverse as I can in my game, just try to work on everything, and just try to be the best, most complete player I can. But, you know, obviously, you know, I know my strengths as well, you know, my quickness and my ability to make guys miss, but, you know, I just try to focus on my all-around game, pass protection, run reads, routes, you know, I just try to work on everything.
How long were you able to catch defenders off guard with your physicality before you started to get respect running between the tackles in the league?
I don't know. I think it's probably been like that for a while, you know, just using my low center of gravity to my advantage. You know, I've always kind of been the smallest guy out there, so just, you know, just growing up and always just figuring out a way to be successful. I think that it's been like that my whole life.
I mean, you use your pads, but in watching in preparation for the Titans-Patriots playoff game last year, you have this ability to just make the slight twitch in your running ability, not lose forward progress, and you get that one or two extra yards. It's the same thing as falling forward through a defender, but you're able to do it by maneuvering around the defender. Do you realize that that's a quality when you're in the moment, or is it the same as just bowling someone over in your mind?
Oh, it's definitely not the same. you know, I'll lower my shoulders sometimes, but, you know, I like to use my body, use my core strength and be able to turn my body and limit the contact, and well as just keep pushing forward. So I just try to not let the defender get a big piece on me, and if they do got to get a piece, just try to limit as much as they can so I keep fighting for more yards.
Do you go into every game feeling like you're disrespected? Do you feel like there's a chip on your shoulder every time you go out there that people aren't giving you your respect?
Oh, yeah, of course. You know, that's just my mindset. And I feel like I got to go out there every day and prove myself. Just, you know, just the journey I've had been, just never being comfortable, just always pushing. And I'm just trying to come here and prove to these guys, my new teammates, what type of player I am, so I can earn their trust and the coaches. And just hopefully I could just give them some energy.
So for that path, fans may know that you've had a long path through the league, but let's run through the pit stops. You're drafted by the Eagles. You're then traded to the Browns. You break your fibula, I believe, break your left leg, and then you battle to be the backup for Ben Tate and Terrence West whenever they have a coaching change or an offensive philosophy change. They went to the bigger back in Cleveland, and you didn't fit that mold, so they cut you. You then sign for like a week with the Colts. They have an injury on defense, and they needed the roster spot, so they say, see you, Deion. And then you're back home in Albany, New York, and you get a couple tryouts. The Giants were one of them, which I know your family, massive Giants fans. Mm-hmm. And then you worked out for the Patriots. Both teams ended up offering you futures contracts that following offseason. But why did you choose New England over your family's favorite team, the Giants, which I know had to be a dream to play for at the time?
Just opportunity, just being able to give an opportunity to compete. I knew that going there, I would have an opportunity to compete, and the best players usually play. So I knew I was very confident in myself that if I got a chance to compete, I'll be fine.
You agree that that's a true test of character for not just for anyone, but for a player in this league to go through that journey and to end up where you are now 7 years later?
I mean, yeah, but, you know, everybody has their different paths. Some guys go first round and get the big contract quick. Some guys got to go undrafted and get cut, traded, and fight that way. You know, my journey is a little different, but I think it made me the type of player I am today and the person I am today, and I wouldn't change anything about it.
Did playing for a franchise with their level of success have something to do with that decision to sign with New England as well?
No. I just felt like there was a team that always win, and I feel like if a team's going to win, they're going to play their best players and let everybody compete, and that's what they told me, and that's all I really need. If I get a fair chance to compete, I feel like I compete with anybody.
Deion Lewis is our guest. You were, you correct me if I'm wrong here, 5'5", 180 in high school, when Pittsburgh started to recruit you?
5'6".
5'6" okay. Sounds a lot better.
Maybe they're exaggerating then, but all right, 5'6", 180, we'll give you that. But Dave Wannstedt was looking for someone to replace LeSean McCoy at Pittsburgh, and he told different coaches, go out and find me a back. And a coach at Pittsburgh brought your tape, it was a DVD, and Wannstedt watched that and said, I don't care what size this guy is, let's go get him. No one else was recruiting you at the time? Or maybe there were a couple of other schools that were on you?
It was a couple of schools. I think it was like Miami, Ohio, and Tulane.
Okay.
I believe it was. So,
but Wannstedt was like the college version of Joe Banner for you in the NFL, right?
Oh, I love Wannstedt. I still talk to him.
Really?
Yes, sir.
And he helped you in the decision to go pro. You went pro after your sophomore season.
Yes.
What was that decision like? And you're getting a former NFL coach giving you advice on that.
I mean, I was real close to Wannstedt, so when they fired him, my mind was already kind of made up. But when they fired him, that just let me know that I was definitely going to leave. But I felt I was ready to. I felt like I did everything I can. I was just ready for another challenge.
And you broke Dorsett's record as a freshman at Pittsburgh, right, immediately. Have you ever meet Dorsett?
Yeah, I met him a few times at Pitt. So he's a great guy, great running back, a Hall of Famer. So he's definitely a great guy.
And Joe Banner was the guy who went to bat for you in the league. He was with Philly when you were drafted. He then goes to Cleveland and then trades for you. Has he been the one guy that you would point to early in your career that went to bat for you in the league?
Joe Banner definitely always believed in me. He's a great guy. I still talk to him as well. And Mike Lombardi as well, you know, guys that believe in me. That's why I try to tell younger guys, man, you only need one person to believe in you, and you never know who's watching. At the time, I didn't even really know what they were doing until, like, recently, a few years ago, how much they really helped me. But, you know, just you never know who's watching. Just always be a professional and keep working hard.
Deion Lewis, our guest. Give me the running back reaction when you see Todd Gurley's contract details. $45 million guaranteed at running back.
I wish I was a free agent next year.
You mentioned the first round backs. That's the type of money that every back's going to smile at, right?
Yeah, hey, he did. He deserves it. He's a great player, and I'm pretty sure every running back in the league is happy that he got that deal.
You watch film with him within the offense with the Rams this offseason to get a feel for what this would be like after meeting with LaFleur and everyone else.
Oh yeah, definitely watch those guys a lot. Atlanta film a lot, you know, just similarity in offenses. So just kind of learning and watching those great backs as well, just seeing how they adapt to the offense and how the scheme fit them. So. Definitely watch those two guys a lot, him and Freeman and Gurley.
Did you train again in Arizona? Were you out there with Logan?
No, I didn't train with Lowe. Lowe's scared to train with me.
Oh, don't tell him that. He would say the opposite.
He's going to be mad when he hears that.
He does a show with us, so we'll be sure to tell him that.
Yeah,
he's scared.
Him.
So you trained out there, two or three years ago? You kind of went back and rescheduled kind of your off season and changed your training habits?
Yeah, I think that was 15, going into the 15 year I went out there.
And out there was, like, I think Logan Ryan was there at the time. He's still there. Tyron Matthew was out there.
Oh, there's a lot of guys. Tyron.
And you had a former teammate at Pitt that you trained with, too.
Yep, John Baldwin.
Yeah.
Aaron Dobson. It was a whole bunch of guys, a lot of guys from the league. So it was definitely good to get out there and just be around guys working hard and just getting away. Because I was out of the league the year before that. So just getting away and just really focusing up.
And keeping up with you throughout those off seasons, you would always kind of pick one thing to work on. One was route running, one off season. What'd you work on this off season?
Everything. Just taking care of my body, make sure my body feels well. Learning a new playbook, and just trying to go out there and be as versatile as I can, so I can show these coaches what I can do. So just try to focus on everything. So you can't really just look at one thing, you know, maybe one thing a day. That's what I try to do this summer. Pick one thing a day and focus on that thing for that one day. And so 6 weeks later, you know, I've got a lot, plenty of work in multiple areas.
How would you grade practice number one for you?
I did okay. I still got a lot of work to do. It's first day. Happy to be back out here, but, you know, I think I'll be able to get better every day. And I'm hard on myself, though, so I expect that on myself.
Sounds like a B, the way you're describing it.
A B? I want to give myself a B, probably like a C.
Okay.
Because there's only one way up from here is going up. So I think that, you know, just starting there, not good, not great, but I'm tough on myself, so I expect a lot from myself, and I hate to do bad.
What do you like to do outside of football? What are some hobbies for Deion Lewis?
I just like to relax. I like to watch a lot of TV, actually. Relax, watch TV.
So do we. As you can tell.
I like to play video games sometimes when I can.
You a Netflix guy?
Not as much as I used to. I watched all the movies.
Yeah.
So
once you've seen everything, you can't really. I want to go back and watch it again.
So, you know, just play the video game when my girlfriend lets me.
Fortnite? Is that what you're into? What are you playing?
I would never play that game in my life.
That's what everyone talks about. I've never played it either.
I don't know nothing about it, but everybody talks about it, so I don't want to play it.
I like this guy.
Fair enough. Yeah. You'd fit in well with this show.
Deion Lewis has been our guest. Great to have you on the show for the first time, man.
Oh, it's definitely great to be here. Look forward to being here again.
So. We look forward to watching you at camp, man.
Yes, sir.
Running back Deion Lewis has been our guest here on the Midday 180. Good first visit with the free agent acquisition. And we'll catch up with him as camp progresses, Chad.
Definitely.